Welcome in to Other People's Shoes. As you know, I am your host, Neil Matthews. Thank you so much for joining me today. I know it's a little out of the norm for us to come to you on a Sunday today. There is a reason, and here's the reason. The show, not me, but the show is actually turning 4 years old today. Today. And so I just want to say thank you. Thank you for all of those 60,000 plus of you who took the time, who spent some time not only listening, but downloading the show over the last 4 years. I want to thank you for that. I also want to thank the 213 episodes that we've had of the guests from Canada to Argentina to Great Britain to all across the United States. I think to date, we're about a dozen states, maybe about 16 states away. So we're getting closer to being done with our states. But I do want to say again, thank you, because really without the guests, without you, the listener, truly this show does not happen. And I want to continue to provide a great show for you as long as I'm able. And so I know we're coming to you again on a
Sunday.
I know, it seemed like a used car salesman, but I do want to say thank you. And I also want to tell you a little bit about today. So we're going to have kind of a top 10 of shows. Again, some of my personal favorites, some that the numbers have dictated why they're on the list. And I'll kind of talk about those as we go on. And then I've also had some friends stop by to just wish the show a happy birthday. Some past guests also, kind of where they are now. And I'll introduce them as well. So I got to say, without further ado, Lucas, take it away.
Hey, come take a walk. Not like you used to do, something different, and put yourself in other people's shoes. Open up your mind and open up your eyes and change your direction, change your perspective.
All right, so starting off our countdown is number 10, Search for a Table. Now, little background on this guest in this episode. So first off, this episode came to us in season 5, episode 8, if you want to go listen to it. It's with my very good friend, Sean McCoy. Now, I got to be honest, at the time of our recording, we were probably not nearly as close as we are now. But I do have to say, Sean has become a great friend, a great mentor. And if I ever get to Houston, he's the first person I'm calling. So here's a little sneak peek of our episode, Search for a Table.
Number 10.
I would just ultimately challenge people, sit at the table with somebody who's different than you. Sit at the table with somebody who thinks differently than you. And not to do so with the idea that you're going to turn around and tell them, and try to argue a point. Listen first. Listen first. Let them speak first and listen. And don't listen in a way. This is the motto of the show. Don't listen to react.
Now we get into our first birthday greeting. And this comes from a gentleman that I actually met years and years and years ago when I was actually working in radio. And I actually had called upon his business to try to solicit them to, you know, advertise on the radio station that I was working for. His name's Caleb LaPlante. And let me tell you, the beginning of our conversation, which is really what I should have highlighted here, but he's doing a birthday greeting, so we'll press forward. He comes to us in season 3, episode 10, called The Ripple Effect. And it's about 19 minutes long. It was still in our early stages. We still really didn't know what we were quite doing yet in season 3. It's just a fun episode. And here's Caleb's birthday greeting to us.
Hi, Neil. It's Caleb LaPlante. And I can't believe, as I sit here recording this, thinking, when was that we recorded our episode? That it was 3 years ago. Just shy, but I mean, let's call it 3 years, and a lot's happened since then. I wish you the very best on your podcast's birthday. I'm grateful for the podcast. I haven't had a chance to listen to a great many of the episodes, but I see what you're putting out often. I'm always checking to see what comes across for your new episode, and your commitment has been really impressive and appreciated. A lot of folks don't last this long when they start a new media effort, and you're from media, so maybe that helped a little bit, the sustainability, keeping it going factor. So you have given a great deal to the world. This will live on forever, all these voices you've captured. You've asked us, your previous guests, to share what we've given, and that's in commemoration of your podcast birthday. On my episode, there's a lot you can hear about what I had given to our previous community, the community my wife and I both grew up in. We've left that community since the time we recorded the podcast, and we're getting our roots grounded here in a new community in Tennessee. And I don't have a lot of activities going yet. I gave so much in Grants Pass, and I'm looking to look for new opportunities here, but pace myself and focus on family and focus on work. I can't help myself but to give. So I don't have a lot to report about where I'm presently giving, but I know that there'll be things that I'm involved in. One of which is a young professionals group that I've chartered already with a member of the community who has been here quite a bit longer than we have. But that's just getting started. I know there'll be other things too. So thanks again for having me as a guest. Thanks for your commitment to your podcast and for putting good content out to the world that challenges people and connects people. I'm grateful that you do this work. I'm grateful for you that we reconnected after a really long time to have our recording. We hadn't talked for a long time before that, and you just reached out, and it was such a fun moment in my life. And now here we are reconnected again. I mean, I see your personal stuff on social all the time besides your work stuff. Have a wonderful day. Here's the best to all of your listeners, and I'll be catching you again soon, having an ear out for your next episode coming across my earwaves. See ya.
And here is another one of my friends that I've met along the way. His name is Chris Starin, and Chris has a pretty amazing podcast himself called Truce Podcast. Now, there's a whole lot of just background and knowledge that comes into Chris's podcast, but he too has become a really great friend. I'll tell you what, if you want to know the history and just kind of see some nuances and some different elements, Chris is a show you definitely want to check out. If you're a history buff, he's definitely one that I would say, yeah, go definitely check that out. That was season 4, episode 7, and it's called I Am an Innovator. So little fun there. So go check out Truce Podcast with Chris Starin.
Hey, Neil, this is Chris Starin from the Truce Podcast. Congratulations on 4 years on doing this show. That's an incredible feat. So congratulations, first of all, on your stick-to-itiveness. Not easy to do a podcast and not easy to sustain one for so long. Now, by the grace of God, I've been blessed to make Christian films, write Christian novels, make this podcast, Truce. But for me, the thing that kind of sticks out the most is generally like the stuff that has happened in person as far as making an impact. I always want to tell people, like, you should have an in-person ministry even if you're just, you know, doing great things on the internet, because it really helps ground you. And for me, I loved my time teaching high school boys Sunday school. Back when I had enough free time to do that, every now and then I'll see on Instagram one of the kids that my friend Richard and I taught and talking about maybe, you know, going to a campus ministry or something where he is in school. We had a number of kids in our group, and some of them are no longer following the Lord, but to see even one walking after the Lord, to know for the others that they have heard the gospel because we had those conversations. That to me is powerful stuff. I think that, you know, sometimes in the Christian world, we celebrate these gigantic ministries and we forget the real power of doing a one-on-one teaching Sunday school, you know, helping kids memorize their Awana verses or something. That stuff has a huge impact. So I count that time as some of the greatest blessing I've had as a follower of Jesus, just being able to do that stuff. So God bless you. Thank you so much for having me on the show in the past. And here's to 4 more wonderful years.
Getting back into our countdown, number 9 comes to us from actually one of my former youth girls. She was in youth group with me, and her name is Heather. Now, a little background on Heather, before we get into our sneak preview, is Heather was actually married to a gentleman in our youth group, and his name was Tyler. And I watched them grow up in high school together. I watched them begin their life together as husband and wife. And, you know, through the sands of time, you know, you kind of lose track of people. And lo and behold, they get married, which I'm excited about. And the next thing I hear through kind of the water cooler and the grapevine of life is they were getting a divorce. And then the next thing I know, I'm driving from our community in Medford, Oregon, to a community called Klamath Falls, to a funeral service, because Tyler has taken his life. And there's a lot of just darkness. There's a lot of just baggage that is around Heather's story. It's one of the hardest episodes I ever had to do, partly because I knew both Heather and Tyler. And Heather was gracious enough to walk us back through some of her darkness coming out of that experience of her husband taking his own life. Anyway, here's a little snippet of that.
Number 9.
And I, you know, I like to reach out and say, you know, you're not alone. There are so many other people on this planet that maybe might not have experienced this same situation as you. We all have the same feelings. I had a few people reach out to me in that way before, and so it's almost like I really feel like I want to repay that kindness that was shown to me in a really dark time. Paying it forward is how we get through life. At least it's how I get through life, you know, spread the kindness around.
So that was Heather's episode called Darkness. And we did that episode, actually, she led off our third season of Perseverance. I will always be grateful for Heather and a lot of those youth kids, because I was so young at the time in doing youth group as a youth leader, youth pastor. They were all so gracious at times. Heather and Tyler and a lot of those kids will always have a special place in my heart. So again, season 3, episode 1 is where you can find that. Now let's get back into some birthday greetings. Here's one from my friend Cindy, who's in Canada, followed by Laura, who's out in Colorado, and Emily was a fun one. She crossed Montana off of our states list. So ladies, I'll let you do your birthday greeting and where you are now.
Happy 4th birthday, other people's shoes. Whoop whoop. This is Cindy Ryan from Blissful Intuitive. I truly believe there is a big ripple effect when we share with other people our own story and giving kindness to ourselves and kindness to other people. Share your story of kindness and pay it forward every single day.
Other people's shoes, I want to wish you a very happy 4th birthday. From the west side of the Continental Divide in Montrose, Colorado, my name is Laura Padgett, and I am the host of Living What You're Given podcast. And Neil, I am so excited you're celebrating this birthday, and I'm inspired because I've only been doing this for little under 2 years. And it's very encouraging to me to hear other people when they say, hey, I'm celebrating 4 years, 5 years. I understand how hard it is now, which I didn't understand, of course, before I started. But it's tough to bring good content. It's tough to bring interesting stories. It's tough to be consistent with offering inspiration for other people. But you do that, Neil. Other People's Shoes has done that. And the episodes that I listen to have helped me to fashion my own podcast, Living What You're Given, because it's helped me to see I don't have to embrace, I don't have to endorse, I don't have to agree, but giving other people room to tell their stories and to offer us opportunity to walk in their shoes is mandatory for the peace and healing of our world. I want to thank you for that, Neil, and I'm hoping that in my podcast, I'm doing the same thing, giving my audience inspiration through listening to the stories of others from their lens. Happy birthday, other people's shoes. I hope that it is a grand celebration, and I hope that I can continue to learn from other podcasters like you who are doing a super job. Thanks. God bless. Bye-bye.
Hi there, friend. This is Emily Lewis, the host of the Abundant Grace podcast. Happy birthday to Other People's Shoes podcast, and congrats, Neil, on 4 years. That is an incredible accomplishment, so worthy of celebrating. Thanks for letting me be a part of this celebration. I get to impact the world by helping women who have tried to fit in and measure up confidently be themselves and everything God is calling them to be without the hustling and the striving. So often we find ourselves measuring our value by whether or not we are accepted and whether or not we are doing enough. So we're like constantly measuring and comparing, trying to see if we have done enough. Like, is so-and-so doing more? Maybe I should do more. Okay, today I'm doing more than her. I must be doing okay. Or today I nailed it. Today I feel valuable. Or man, today I really messed up in these areas, so I'm not feeling so hot. And it's those ups and downs that can leave us feeling so powerless and so overwhelmed by our lives. And if we step away from that and say, wait a second, I am loved by God. I am already worthy, and I don't have to do any of these things to try to prove anything. Then we can be confident in what God is calling us to be. Somehow we've over-spiritualized feeling less than, or like made it super holy to feel small and to degrade ourselves rather than owning who God is and what He says about us. So there's these narratives that we have to tear down in order to build a new foundation of worthiness so that we don't have to go seeking it in other places, and we are secure in our acceptance and God's love, and everything flows from that. We can pray bolder prayers. We can stop letting fear of what other people think hold us back. We can chase our dreams because we let ourselves dream outside of what was prescribed or accepted. We can rest more because we're not trying to do all of the things to feel like we're enough. and we can have more authentic connections and relationships. I get to impact the world one woman at a time, and it is seriously the best job in the world. It is such a privilege to be able to come alongside these women and show them what is possible, because it all started with the transformation that God has done in my life and in my heart, taking me from somebody who was striving and trying to fit in, but never feeling like I was enough, to putting people in my life who would show me God's love and believe in me and see my worth and value before I could even see my worth and value. And I get to do that same thing for the women that I teach and coach. Remember, your value is not found in your conformity or in your contribution. Your uniqueness makes you valuable. Press into that and run with it.
Ah, thank you, ladies, so much. I appreciate that. Now let's jump back into our countdown as we get into number 8. Now, number 8 is a special one for me. A couple of different reasons. One, because it was the first episode we ever did that was international. So it'll always kind of have a special place in my heart because we were still learning technology. We were still kind of figuring stuff out. But I got to be honest, this is still one of my favorite episodes. And so this was kind of a selfish pick on my part.
Number 8. Savings, a whole penny jar, and said, take this. I had a feeling from a car that she wasn't very rich or anything like that, and so fortunately I had the excuse of it being very heavy that I couldn't take it, you know, and so I didn't need to make her feel awkward. I just, it's too heavy, I'm sorry. She drives up the road and I see her turn left into, you know, what turned out to be a hugely dilapidated trailer park. And she blatantly couldn't spare that money, but she just thought, now this guy definitely needs it. I just hope that sort of, you know, even, I hope I smiled enough that she knew how much I appreciated it. And I was just grateful for having a good excuse not to judge her on the, oh, you can't afford that.
And this episode was in our third season, so our Perseverance season. And let me tell you, this was a fun episode. As I mentioned, it was the first time we had ever really tried to go across the pond. First time we'd ever done a remote interview outside of the country. So that was a fun little dynamic. So you had to deal with time zones. You had to deal with, you know, making sure we're in the right area. And also, this is kind of a fun story. So this is Rob Pope's episode, by the way. He's the real life Forrest Gump. And I'll tell you, he's written an amazing book and you can check it out on our website under Books That I Love. But in this episode, Rob is talking about how he's making this journey, you know, across the United States, and so many people came out of the woodwork, proud of us as Americans, that, you know, help him along the way, just with money and different all kinds of stuff like that. But the background of this story is my father-in-law, Tim, actually had sent me a Facebook message that this guy was running across the United States, and I'm reading this article because he had kind of, as a humor, had been pulled over by Oregon State Police, and so they were kind of like giving him the business just as a joke, and I'm reading this article and I bump into somebody because I'm at a race, ironically enough. And so I bump into somebody because I'm not paying attention. I'm looking down. Nobody's ever done that, I'm sure. And lo and behold, it's Rob Pope. And I'm like, I'm just reading about you. And we take a selfie, and I actually used it as part of the artwork in the episode. So it's kind of fun. Lo and behold, you know, years later, I reach out to him on Twitter and he agrees to come on the show. So just kind of meeting somebody in real life and then putting them on the show was really fun for me. That's why I included that episode in this. Speaking of things that were new for us, let me tell you, this was quite the experience. And I remember when we finally were able to connect and make this happen. And that's this episode that actually happened in our fifth season, and it was our season finale of our search series. And let me give you a little background before we get into this birthday greeting from my very good friend Uzma and Zeba. Now, I think it's just Uzma on The Voice, but we'll give Zeba credit for this. But it's these two moms, and their name of their show is called Momming While Muslim. And they were so gracious and so kind. They let me ask any silly question and even some serious ones about the Muslim faith, about the hijab, about 9/11. I mean, nothing was off the table. It's going back to my friend Sean McCoy. Everything was on the table. I just will always be grateful for these two ladies to enlighten me, not that I'm going to go be Muslim, but enlightening me to that way of life and helping me gain some understanding, which I think we all could get some from.
This is Uzma Jaffrey at Momming While Muslim Podcast, wishing Neil at Other People's Shoes a very happy 4-year birthday. You're officially not a toddler or a teenager. That's kind of a big deal. you're tolerable. Just joking. We love other people's shoes, mainly because it was the first of more Christian podcasts that reached out to us for what we lovingly refer to as our evangelical tour, where we went out and talked to a lot of Christian podcasters and their audiences. And we have to say, when you first reached out to us, gosh, about 4 years ago, we were pretty scared and very apprehensive because we thought we were coming in for a debate and an attack, and it turned out to be a warm, loving embrace online. And we have always been very grateful to you and to all of the podcasts that came after you to talk to us and talk with us. We think at Momming While Muslim, we are working very hard to break down barriers and share the common language that is motherhood and raising our children, trying to raise our children to be good human beings, God-fearing human beings, people who take care of the planet, who care for their fellow man, woman, child, person. And we think we do a good job at that, both at our kitchen tables and on our podcast. We are so, so excited to continue making change in the world and helping people see more points of views like you do at Other People's Shoes to make them feel loved, welcome, and a part of our global community. Thank you and happy, happy birthday.
And another heart episode took place during our fourth season, episode number 4. I got to sit down with Susan Holt. Now, Susan was my cross-country coach when I was in high school. And again, through the sands of time, we sort of lost touch and, you know, didn't really stay connected, which is okay. Things like that happen. But I had heard through, again, we live in a kind of small community, that she had something very tragic that happened to her. And that was her daughter, Grace, had taken her own life at a very young age, 15 years old. Grace took her life. And Susan now has spent her life reminding people that they need to run with grace and run with compassion and run with understanding. And it was a very hard episode. One, because we met at a Starbucks and I was still learning about ambiance and noise and things like that. The other part that was hard is just hearing a mother's heart after losing a child. This has always been a hard episode for me because, just being honest, in the early days, I didn't know who was really listening and who was really kind of tuning in. Well, we did a giveaway as part of, you know, helping announce and promote the race. Susan was gracious enough to do that with us. I got race entry. At that time, I was still running very actively. Go to this event where they're having it, and it's at our local country club. And as I'm going up the stairs to the main dining hall area, these two ladies are in front of me, and they're having a conversation about the episode with Susan. And I'm just listening very intently. And one's saying, wow, I can't believe he asked that. Wow, I can't believe she shared that. Man, he's asking questions that I've always wanted to ask Susan, but I just didn't feel I could. And they're like dialoguing about the episode. You know, hey, what are you guys talking about? And they proceed to tell me about the podcast. The lady said, wait a second, say something again. And I say something again. And she said, you're the host. You're Neil. And I said, I am. And she said, do you mind if I hug you? I think you just did such a great episode. And it was the first time that I really experienced somebody listening to it and immediately having a reaction to it, kind of in real life scenario. Grace and Susan will always have a special place in my heart just because I too now have a 15-year-old, and I'm just so mindful of the things our kids go through.
Number 7.
That's a tough one, because I would do anything to get a last day, a last hour. I'd do anything to get any more time with her.
Sorry.
Yeah.
She's got some tears in her eyes.
Yeah. That's, you know, you hear the cliche, all those sayings about you should live like it's your last day on earth, and you should treat people the same way. But you do not know that that is actually the truth. And so, you know, you love a little harder. You love a little deeper. You take care of people around you.
On a more happier note, my friend Tim Winders has stopped by. Tim Winders from Seek, Go, Create, great podcast friend and great coach, if you're looking for one, stops by to give his birthday greeting, kind of where he is now. So, Tim, what do you have to say?
Hello, Neil and the Other People's Shoes family. I just wanted to wish y'all a happy birthday for what a tremendous accomplishment that you've been doing this for the length of time you have. And I've just been so impressed. I've kind of watched a portion of the journey. I was just looking back on my calendar and I recognized that it was in late spring of 2020 when I was honored to be a guest on Other People's Shoes. And I remember some things that were going on then. Of course, we were just getting started with the COVID experience. And that seems so long ago it was very interesting for all of us. And so I just want to say that was an honor for me to be a part of the show and to be a guest. And I really enjoyed the conversation we have. I love what you do with other people's shoes because it's so valuable in the world that we're in today to be able to put ourselves in somebody else's situation. Everybody has a story, and what you do and what the team there at Other People's Shoes do is you attempt to have people tell their stories. And the more we're able to listen to people's stories, the more we're able to understand them, and then we're able to walk in their shoes. And you guys are doing that. You're celebrating a birthday, and congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. I do want to share that right now I am wearing one of my favorite shoes, and that would be flip-flops. And depending on when people are listening to this, that could be a little bit surprising because it could be cold where you are, but it's nice and toasty warm where I'm at. I live in an RV and travel, and so I'm somewhere warm wearing my favorite shoes, which are a flip-flop. I did want to share also briefly the impact that I believe that maybe we've been able to make, I've been able to make. It was a question that Neil asked us to share in this episode. And, you know, with everything that I've done, we've been through some interesting things. We have had some successful businesses leading up to 08, and then by 2013, we were homeless, bankrupt, and all of that was gone. And we've been on that journey, and we're doing real well now and all of that, but we just live in an RV and travel. It forced me to really evaluate what success means. And so if I were to be asked what impact I believe that I'm having or that I hope I'm having, it would be to get people to think about success. And don't look at the conventional definition of success. Don't look at what's in your bank account or what your title is or what kind of car you're driving or even what kind of house you're living in. Look at really who you are. Do what they do on other people's shoes, and that is get inside of people, get inside of yourself to really evaluate what success means. And that's what we're attempting to do with a novel that I just released, which is Coach, A Story of Success Redefined, and with our podcast and our YouTube interview show, which is Seek, Go, Create. So thanks for allowing me to share that. And Neil, once again, congratulations. I love you. I love what you're doing with Other People's Shoes. Continued prosperity and joy throughout these next years as you continue to build on what you've created with Other People's Shoes.
Yes, Seek, Go, Create. Again, Tim Winders. And so check him out at seekgocreate.com. Getting into things that people have sought, maybe created, and maybe are still seeking. And in one of our first episodes that we did back in season number one, I actually sat down with Dan Gregory. Now, a little background on Dan. He is actually the son of Pastor Lee, who was a past guest and the pastor of the church that I grew up in. And actually, Dan and I grew up around each other because his dad was our pastor and, you know, Dan's a PK. Dan tells this crazy story in this clip about what it was like when he really wanted to know if God was really there. By the way, listener discretion is advised. Do not try this at home, kids. Dan, take it away.
Number six.
So the night before I got arrested, would have been a Saturday night, I'm outside. I am totally tore up. I mean, I don't know how long it'd been without sleeping. And at that point, I was using a lot of different uppers and downers, all kinds of drugs, almost anything I could put in a needle, as crazy as that is, which is really nuts because now I'm more of a germaphobe. The idea of like sitting on a couch that's a little dirty scares me, but now, I can't even imagine doing that anymore.
I hate needles. That's why I could never do those drugs. But anyway,
I'm on this back patio and I'm like totally gouged out, messed up, strung out. And I remember leaning against the wall and going, God, if you're real, show yourself to me.
Right now.
And to be honest with you, it was crazy. It was dead silent. And I heard and saw nothing. So I was kind of frustrated. I'm like, fine, whatever. I guess you're not paying attention to me anymore, right? Whatever. Maybe you're not real. Something in me, I ended up going, well, you know what? Well, if you're not, well, hey, Satan, if you're real.
Oh, wow.
Danger zone, right?
Danger zone.
Satan, if you're real, show yourself to me.
Red line.
I didn't describe really what happened per se, but I felt this darkness move around me and a dark presence move and pass right in front of my face. Enough so, and I got the sense, I realized not only was he real and was he present, but he had me just where he was hopelessly addicted. It was enough that it scared this big, tough guy on the streets, ran inside and like hid until I kind of passed out, kind of fell asleep or whatever. The next day was Father's Day, ironically, so I talk about a father who's willing to adopt us, right? Next day's Father's Day, and that's the day I get arrested. So the night before, I get this little scary kind of presence of whatever that was. I'm not saying it was Satan, but I said that out loud, and that's what happened as a result of me saying that.
By the way, a disclaimer, we don't recommend that.
No, I do not recommend that. This is just not at all.
Don't try this at home, kids.
No, don't play with stuff like that. Yeah. But I can tell you this. So I feel like what I got that night was Satan's answer. I am here, I am present, and I have you right where I want you. And I think the next day was when I got God's answer. It was a crazy day. The very next day, I got arrested for the one thing that I actually didn't do, amongst all other things. It happened to be Father's Day. And it's a pretty wild story what happened on the day of my arrest. But I'll just put it this way. Looking back, one of the best things that ever happened in my life, I've got a lot of good days now too, but one of the best days of my life was the day I got to get arrested and go to jail. It was like the night before, Satan gave kind of a peasley little kind of scary answer. And again, I don't suggest playing that game at all. The very next day was the day I got a chance to get arrested and got a chance to go to jail. And I saw God's hand in my life, and it was like his huge answer. You wonder if I'm here? Well, on Father's Day, you're getting arrested, and I'm going to redeem you through that whole process. I'm going to show you how big I am and how much I am your savior, and I'm going to do a heart surgery that no one else could.
Yes, I, again, do not in any way recommend you do what Dan did, as he described it in that episode. But that was one of our first episodes that we did. And so I always look back on that with fondness. It is to date, by the way, just for numbers sake, because this was one of the reasons why it made the cut, is numbers wise, it is actually the second most downloaded show we've ever had. So thank you, Dan, for that. All right, now let's get into some silliness, because you guys know on the show, we do senseless, we do some silliness, we do some fun. Here is a really fun birthday greeting. And I got to tell you, her laugh is so joyful and so contagious. Of course, I'm talking about the joy girl, Adria Wilkins. Adria, take it away.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Whose birthday is it? It is Neil Matthews' birthday. Neil Matthews sounds like somebody that should be singing or a movie star. But wait, he is a superstar in the podcast world. He is the host of Other People's Shoes. Have you heard his podcast? If not, you better run fast, because he is the host and the superstar and the rock star of his show. I got a joke for you. Do you know what the wise man said to the other wise man at the birth of Jesus? They said, "Kneel, man, kneel." These are just a few notes from Adria Wilkins. She is the podcast host of Look Out for Joy. The only way to find joy is to be looking for it. But also, I have a couple of scripture verses in Proverbs 11:25. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Continue to refresh others just as you have been doing in the past. And let's hit 1 million followers. The other scripture verse is Philippians 4, verse 8, because this is the one I really rely on. Finally, brothers and sisters, and Neil, I do consider you a brother, and I'm so thankful for you and the encouragement that you have been in my life. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That's the best way to live, is to think about whatever is noble, true, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy. When we do that, we can live our best life, and we can live a peaceful life that God has for us. And then the joy will abound. Happy birthday, Neil. Remember to kneel before your maker.
Okay, how could you not laugh at that? Seriously. Like, Adria wrote this amazing book called The Joy Box Journal. One of my favorite books that I've gotten from an author, because in the back of the book, you can actually make this little box and you can actually put little post-it notes in it. Adria also brought us this next episode as we get back into the countdown. By the way, we're at number 5, in case you were keeping track. Dan was number 6, Susan was number 7, and Rob Pope was number 8. in case you've lost track. We are on number 5 now, and that brings us to a guest that actually was referred to us by Adria. And her name is Casey. Now, just to help a little bit, Casey has some challenges. And because of those challenges, it makes life maybe a little bit more harder. But she has not allowed those differences to get in her way or to be a hero. And you'll hear why in just a moment. In our What Happened When series, Casey actually walks us back through the day she found her dad on the floor and he wasn't breathing. And through Casey's abilities and her ability to help, was able to perform CPR on her dad until the paramedics did arrive. Unfortunately, her dad did pass. Still an amazing episode to me, because somebody with challenges and just challenges has not allowed her to have a different life. She's done her very best. She's in college. She's made quite the life for herself. And so you can check out Casey's episode in our What Happened When series. That was season 6, episode 14. You can hear Casey's full account of that horrific day for her. Her dog died also that day. So it's just really tough for her.
Number 5, helping number 5.
Remember my heart racing and that the 911 operator walking through giving him CPR because they didn't know he was, he couldn't, like, the, you know, if he were viable. So as yet, but before I called 911 to make sure I really needed to, because they really didn't need to get arrested from a prank call or e-ticket. Like, I just, like, put my ear on his chest and didn't hear him reset. Then I called 911 and gave him CPR because I was hoping he could still be resuscitated. That wasn't the case, and that was the already started ending up being the worst day I can remember.
But a more happier note, a good friend of mine, Jerry Dugan, stops by. He has an amazing show called Beyond the Rut, and Jerry is here to remind us why we all need to just get out of that rut. Jerry, take it away.
Hey, Other People's Shoes podcast. This is Jerry from Beyond the Rut, and I want to wish you a happy 4th birthday, and I wish you also many more birthdays to come, because 12 seasons, that's a lot of topics covered that help a lot of people walk in other people's shoes. Now, we're talking about impact this season. Actually, when I say we, I mean Neil and all of you are talking about impact. And the impact I feel that I'm having is just to let you know that life is just too short to live it stuck in a rut. So there you have it. Listen to this season of Other People's Shoes podcast and think about, how can I make an impact on my own life as well as the lives of others around me so that we can all live beyond the rut. Take care, guys.
Thank you so much, Jerry. I got to be honest, this next guest that makes his way into our countdown number 4, by the way, episode number 4 that we're highlighting, is from Todd Marinovich. Now, I got to be honest, this is one of my personal picks that I put in here, partly because of how I was able to get Todd. Let me give you a little background. I was just finishing up a job that I was going to be taking a new job. And so it was a sales job. So the last couple of days of work, I really didn't go out in the field. And I stayed in my office per my manager, you know, kind of trying to find something to do. So I actually jumped on my phone and I started watching The Marinovich Project, which, by the way, I've seen probably about 20 times. I don't know what came over me, but I decided to just say, hey, I'm going to try to get Todd Marinovich on my show. And so through his website, I was able to actually send out an email, and I got one back within 2 hours with his phone number saying, hey, let's connect. And I was so just enamored, excited. I was actually going through the drive-thru when I got the email, and the guy couldn't give me my food fast enough for me to pick up the phone and call Todd. And we just had a great conversation, preliminary conversation, and he agreed to come on the show. Again, another open door of just whatever I wanted to ask. It was just fun for me because I got to ask some Seahawk questions, some sports questions, you know, because I'm a sports guy at heart, but the show really doesn't sometimes have sports related things, even though I try to weave it in there every now and then. Here's Todd talking about when he was released from the Raiders and just kind of that experience. So,
number 4.
I know this, though. When the Raiders did finally let me go, I felt a similar sense of relief as I did on draft day. And there was elation on draft day, and there was a hint of elation when they let me go, because I was so done with that life. And then I did not know, you know, what was in store for me. I just knew I was done doing that.
So again, that's one of my personal favorites. As I mentioned, Todd Marinovich, he was in our Are You Enough series that we did. That was in our season 9, episode 11. You can find that, Are You Enough for the Truth? Todd Marinovich. Check that out. Speaking of checking things out, my friend Vonna Johnson stops by to give a birthday greeting. Vonna, take it away.
Hey there. I just want to pop in and wish you a happy birthday. 4 years, no small feat. I am so encouraged by the work that you do. Walking in other people's shoes is such a beautiful message. And truly, that's what life is all about, is getting to know the people in our lives and the people that we don't know yet so that we can understand them better. Happy, happy birthday, other people's shoes. Congratulations on all the great work you're doing, leaping through all of the episodes that you've had over these past 4 years. And I'm just in awe of all of the amazing topics and the amazing people that you've been able to interview and share their message. So congratulations. I'm Vonna Johnson, and I'm the host of Longing for More. And back in July of 20, when we talked on your show, talked about the hidden place, that search for the hidden place. The world is shaming us as Christians. They don't want us to talk about our faith. They don't want us to share the message that God has laid on our heart to share. And truly, that's what our hearts long for. That's what our souls long for, is more of God, more of Jesus in our lives. So we will cram in all kinds of other things to fill that hole. And there's really that one thing. When you ask what I am doing to reach the world, I, since we've talked, have written a book. I published the book, A Different View, Start Living the Life Your Soul Longs For. And I'm just now getting ready to publish my second book, which is called Equipped for More, because we all should be living our faith daily, which I equate to living our more. So I am just so blessed to be a part of your journey. I am blessed that you have come in and been on my show and actually hosted the release of A Different View back a year ago. And what a gift that was. You have such a beautiful way of sharing a different perspective, which is what A Different View is all about. So God bless you. God bless this journey, and happy, happy birthday. Have an amazing rest of your celebration, and I hope to see you again soon.
Vonna Johnson will always have kind of this motherly place in my heart, kind of the mom of podcasting for me. She's just been such a great just inspiration. She's walked through some health challenges the last couple of years. She's written just amazing books. She just has a such a calming voice. So if you ever can, go check out her show. It's an amazing show. She just, as I said, just has such a calming voice. She's written two amazing books now, A Different View and Equipped for More. Just such an inspiration. So if you can, go check out what she's doing at vonnajohnson.com. You can find all her information out there. Speaking of another powerful woman, now, little background on this lady. She comes in at number 3 in our countdown, and her name is Rebecca Bender. Now, funny story about this. My wife actually read her book, Pursuit of Love, and she said, I think you should try to get her on your show. And I said, well, let me read her book first. Now, when I say read, listen to. I listened to it 4 times on Audible. I could not get enough of this book. It was so just like it should be a movie. And kind of funny enough, coincidentally, they actually are making it into like a movie or a miniseries. So Rebecca could probably tell you more about that. And that's who we're talking about, Rebecca Bender. And in fact, my family and I were going to Cancun this summer, and she was flying through Medford because she has some Southern Oregon roots. And I actually got a picture with her and got to thank her in person for being on the show. It's kind of cool. Here's Rebecca talking about who is really targeted when they talk about sex trafficking. Who are they going after? Who are those traffickers going after?
Number 3.
One thing that you can say to somebody to get them out of a life of human trafficking or to prevent them from being trafficked. There's not. Traffickers are targeting vulnerable people. They're providing over a series of extended periods of time the item that you as a vulnerable person feel like you're lacking. So they're targeting single moms. They're targeting people in poverty. They're targeting marginalized community groups who have no community. And they're being those things and those people. And so it's this really deep, grafted relationship that they create with you before they ever traffic you. And so then when some one person comes in and is like, that's a bad guy, you think, but I finally have community. I finally have belonging. I finally have someone that's going to help me and my baby. I finally am able to put food on the table. And that one person who's telling me,
powerful woman, powerful story. Can't say enough about Rebecca Bender. Just such a joy that I had an opportunity to sit with her. She's such an inspiration. So Rebecca was on our search series that came in at season 5, episode 6, The Search for Love. We appreciate Rebecca. If you want to know more about her, how could you not want to know more about her? Just saying. She has such an amazing story and she's doing such amazing work for human sex trafficking. Kind of sticking with our theme here as we kind of start to wind down our countdown. So we are coming to an end. But before we get to that, I want to talk about the second person outside of Garrett who has been on the show twice, and that's Dr. Michelle Bankston. And she has a special, not only birthday greeting, but just special message for you.
Happy birthday, Other People's Shoes podcast. 4 years is no small feat, pun intended. I'm so grateful for you and your ministry and for you reminding us to thoughtfully consider the paths that others have walked, and encouraging us to take the time to learn about other people's journeys without assumption or judgment. Hey, this is Dr. Michelle Bankston with your Hope-Filled Perspective podcast and author of Hope Prevails, Insights from a Doctor's Personal Journey Through Depression, The Hope Prevails Bible Study, Breaking Anxiety's Grip, How to Reclaim the Peace God Promises, and the newly released Today is Going to Be a Good Day, 90 Promises from God to Start Your Day Off Right. Neil asked how we've impacted the world. My husband and I have always assumed our greatest and most important mission field has been the raising of our 2 sons. Both sons are fervently continuing to seek after the Lord. One is a pilot who is mentoring young college and career-aged men in their walk with the Lord, while the other, our youngest, is attending a large Christian university and actively engaging in ministry opportunities to share God's truth in a dark world that longs for hope. With both boys flown from the nest, I'm spending more time walking through the doors God is opening for me, taking every opportunity I can to help others restore hope, renew their minds, and empower them to live fully in their God-given identity. Whether it's as a board-certified clinical neuropsychologist, award-winning author, podcast host, international speaker, or national and international media resource on mental health. My heart is to tear down the stigma around mental health so that a safe place is created to vulnerably share and seek help when needed. I believe we've come a long way from just a decade ago, but with us seeing increasing numbers of those struggling with mental health issues across all ages, we still have a long way to go. Scripture encourages us that there is therefore now no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. And that includes those who struggle with mental health issues, as well as those who have yet to fully appreciate their identity as a beloved child of God. Scripture also tells us that we defeat the enemy of our soul by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And God has called me to share my testimony of his ongoing faithfulness in my life so that I can comfort others with the same comfort God has given me. By sharing not only my clinical expertise as a neuropsychologist, but also my own personal experiences, it helps others to realize that no one is immune. Not the doctor, not the Christ follower, not leaders in the church. The enemy of our soul is an equal opportunist and makes all of us his target of lies, deception, and infirmity. And yet, when we link arms together, we fortify our wall as we march forward in battle towards victory. As I look towards the future, I'm honored to also be speaking into the area of pain, physical pain, emotional pain, mental pain, relational pain, financial pain, spiritual pain, secondary pain inflicted by others, as well as grief. We live in a culture that is pain averse, and yet very rarely do we have direct control over minimizing our own pain. As I look forward to the release of my next book, The Hem of His Garment, Reaching Out to God When Pain Overwhelms, I invite other pain sufferers to ask God the hard questions, look at biblical examples of those who have endured great pain and come out on the other side, and to reach out to the hem of Jesus' garment, knowing that God never wastes our pain. I hope to equip others to know how to best walk alongside those in pain. My ultimate goal throughout every facet of my ministry is to help others see that even in the worst of their circumstances, hope prevails. I am so honored to know you and walk beside you in the body of Christ, Other People's Shoes, and I want to extend you the greatest congratulations for making it 4 years and continuing to inspire your listeners every week. May God continue to richly bless the work of your hands as you continue to focus on the one before you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that greeting. Michelle, we wish you all the best with your health. You can find out more about her at DrMichelleBankston.com. Coming in at number two on our countdown, a good friend of mine named Tina. Tina's only flaw in life, truly, is she's a Duke fan. Tina was recently diagnosed with ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, and she will not be cured of that this side of heaven. She will eventually end up dying. And Tina agreed to come on the show and just talk about ALS, the journey, the diagnosis. For me, I picked this personally because of the reason, just because of mine and Tina's rivalry for years with Duke, North Carolina. We had a little fun bet, which I will always remember forever because of that reason. And we entitled the episode, it was in our Aglid series, season 11, episode 2. But I will always remember Tina because of our bet. And even in the artwork that we used for the episode, she's wearing a North Carolina hat, which will always warm my heart.
Number 2.
Are you really okay going or no?
I am okay. You know, I do worry about him. You know, we've been together 20 years. You know, I do worry about him. I have seen a side of my husband that I always knew my husband was a good guy. Honestly, I always knew that I was very, very lucky, but he is my 24/7 caregiver. He has to take care of things with me that no husband should have to do for their wives. And he does it without any complaint whatsoever. And he is always there for me. He has just been my absolute rock. And the one thing is I have watched him become closer to Christ through this journey. And I would take ALS all over again in a minute just for that. Just for that, I would take all of this over in a minute. Because I know once I'm gone, he's still going to have that strong foundation. And he's going to be okay.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that greeting. Michelle, we wish you all the best with your health. You can find out more about her at DrMichelleBankston.com. Coming in at number two on our countdown, a good friend of mine named Tina. Tina's only flaw in life, truly, is she's a Duke fan. Tina was recently diagnosed with ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, and she will not be cured of that this side of heaven. She will eventually end up dying. And Tina agreed to come on the show and just talk about ALS, the journey, the diagnosis. For me, I picked this personally because of the reason, just because of mine and Tina's rivalry for years with Duke, North Carolina. We had a little fun bet, which I will always remember forever because of that reason. And we entitled the episode, it was in our Aglid series, season 11, episode 2. But I will always remember Tina because of our bet. And even in the artwork that we used for the episode, she's wearing a North Carolina hat, which will always warm my heart.
Happy birthday, Other People's Shoes podcast. Wow, 4 years. You're way past the terrible twos at this point. And onto bigger and better things. Hey, this is Jessica here with the Square One Show podcast. How have Dave and I impacted the world? That's a great question and really hard for us to answer because we might not see the things, the little small seeds that we've planted for a very long time. I think what we do takes a long time to grow. So I guess I'll say we hope that we have inspired everyone around us to discover their story, live with purpose, and find out how to pursue their dreams, and not be afraid of taking chances. And of course, the timing and way that they do that will look different for each person. We also hope that we've helped others dream big and get out of their comfort zones, and point to the fact that it's the little things that add up over long periods of time that make the most impact. In our world today, we want everything immediately. We're impulsive. We want to see results right away. But again, we know that those little seeds take a lot of time and water and nurturing to really grow. When we look to pursue our dreams or take the time to discover our story, we have to be reminded of the story we're living right now. What are the changes we need to make right now to be able to make those impacts later? For us, we have kids, and so we spend a lot of time trying to plant those seeds, and sometimes we wonder if they're ever going to grow. So it's probably the biggest impact that Dave and I are really focusing on right now is leaning into our kids. We're certainly not perfect at it, but our goal is to build a strong foundation for our kids while also building strong relationships around our family, around our closest friends and around our listeners, just to help build those authentic relationships. We hope we can continue to make people laugh. We hope we can encourage them to keep moving forward and figuring out what's most important to them. Again, happy birthday. We wish you all the best as you continue to reach the world, one listener at a time.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that tremendously. And so now, without further ado, I guess it's time to reveal number one on our top 10 countdown. So without further ado, here is number one. And it comes to us all the way back in season one. Believe it or not, it is the most downloaded show that we've ever had. It comes in with a staggering 11,978 downloads to date. And it was season one, episode 8. And the episode is called Emptiness and is with my friend Uriah. And Uriah walks through why he has felt the emptiness most of his life.
Number one.
God was to blame for what happened with you being molested because he didn't stop it. Yes or no?
Well, I might make a lot of your listeners mad. Yes.
Okay.
And he's to blame for all the children that were molested in the Catholic Church. He's to blame for a lot. Okay. I have some valid points, and when it comes to religion or beliefs or God or Ganesh or whoever it is you believe in, I absolutely love the conversation. But most people can't have that conversation because they get offended. I don't know why there's this, well, you can't tell me I'm wrong. Well, you're hurting my feelings. And I honestly absolutely enjoy the conversation. And this is one of those hoping things. I hope that somebody changes my mind, because I'm telling you, it would be a lot easier to just be like, whatever, he'll have it. It'd be a lot easier than to do everything myself.
Wow. So that's it. That's our top 10. That's our birthday episode. And I've decided, I think we're going to try to do these every year. You know, maybe next year we'll have a new number one. Maybe it'll be the episode that you were on if you were a past guest. But I do want to say, as I close out today, we're in a current series called Footprints. It's our season 13, which we'll be wrapping here in April. So a couple more months. But what is that impact for you? Neil Armstrong famously said,
"It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind."
That's right. One small step for man, one giant leap for all mankind. And I can't help but ask myself, what small steps have I made here? Have I made any giant leaps for mankind? Now that's for me personally. It is an I statement, but I'm going to make it an us statement. Have you made one small step for man? Have you made one giant leap for all mankind? And if you haven't, why not? What's stopping you? What's holding you back? What's something you have to walk away from? What's maybe something that's stopping you because it's been unraveling you for so long, like an aglet, like you don't have that protection to help keep you from unraveling? Maybe you're still haunted by the shadows of your past. Maybe you still feel like you're not good enough and you're not enough. Or maybe, you know, you're kind of like Cinderella, stuck in that slipper. If that shoe would just have fit, things would have been different. Or maybe you're still wrapped up into how people see you and what they perceive of you and how they feel around you. Or maybe there was that one event in your life where you're like, you know what? I wish that had never happened. Maybe you're still on the search for who you really are because you haven't really considered the cost. You haven't really thought about how that view and your vision is really blurred, and you really don't know really what your identity is even. But you know you need to persevere. Again, for some reason, you're still lost, as if someone has lost you, and it's been a struggle. I just walked back through the last 13 seasons of the show. So I challenge you and invite you, make that impact, make that footprint, make that mark. And if you're struggling and you're still trying to find your way, maybe you can find some comfort and some hope in the last 213 stories that we've had an opportunity to share, highlight, and amplify. And just remember this. Remember, when you walk in other people's shoes, you really do get a different perspective on life. Stay tuned till Wednesday. Our regular programming will continue with our season Footprints. Until then, when we walk in other people's shoes.